This morning, shall we turn to the first book of John, chapter 5. The first book of John, chapter 5. The first epistle of John, chapter 5. First epistle of John chapter 5, we'll read verse 11 and 12. And this is the record that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that had the Son hath life, and he that had not the Son of God hath not life. This morning I want us to think about the life in Christ. And as you can see in our verse we just read, we hear that the Bible tells us this is God's own record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, that is Jesus Christ. And we are also told that he that had this had the Son had life. And he that had not a Son had not this life. So I want us to think this morning about the life in Christ. And obey the embassy of Jim Huni said, Christomu. Now, me say, Yashaye, Bible verse, my chair said, Yahupon, I try to hope, sir, one man, and Kwa. Now, since I'm crying, I want a banning, the Bible is Christo. I said, what near what a banner was I'm crying? And I near only a banner so. And to begin with, you know that all the gospel invitation that we have by Christ himself and all those who preach and his apostles, it is all about calling people not to have faith in the religion of Christians, like calling people to be Christians and to embrace the Christian religion or to worship as Christians. That's not the purpose of all the gospel. That's not what the gospel teaches. Or to come and maybe obey the creeds of churches and also the forms of prayer or some forms of rituals. But you know, many times people think this is what Christianity is about. To be part of a church, to participate in the worship, and to possibly do something, and I'm Christian. And indeed, that is all what other religions do. Be part of us, even some of these Christian cults. That's all. Be part of our organization, be part of our church or whatever, and learn the things that we teach, pray or talk about the things that we talk about, then you are a child of God or you are accepted of heaven. Yeah, can you say? Say, if you have a in some panel, I choose in some panel. If you choose to angasa ho any omunya ekano or no nesu afo ni omedi ejunya no Bible no say en friend pa say emenya jedie wo Kristo sum ana say embra na emfa Kristo sum no na ensua sorry enioma Kristo sum ye say mesu ye bompa ye mesu ma ye nsam ye jedi bi nsam ye kaka mesu betie ana say mesu ma ye enioma bi na ye meka ho ne ensu na Yemekan who be said because even a back is a summa, a sumbi homoa, and yen a cra, almost the answer, Baba came home. Uber came home now, Utia and Sam, now DSM Sua, now Yakupova, now Ubenya, Aquinia, Uber call heaven, and I said, Yakupon, a Hindi ever ban, Uber can be. Now I'm saying that Babo no entrance, but to what the invitation does is to faith in Jesus Christ himself. Faith in the personal Christ and his atoning sacrifice on the cross. The other kind of say, start in prayer, but gospel, never fuck you, a friend. A friend say, Benya, JD, or yes, Christo, and Casamu, say Christo, so any power, bass, as you, and nay, new war, woo, send you an assua, Uma, Bonnet, or she and the Moja Guye, out in who see what's a war, but you know it in. So it is a faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the Christ himself as a person. And what he has done, the work of Christ, that is what we are called to. It is where the blessings are received. And until anyone have seen Christ on the cross and have seen his sinfulness, being convicted of sin and being ashamed of sin and crying to the Lord to be saved and going to him, that he comes to him, that person has lost what Christianity is about or what the invitation of the gospel is about. Now, I'm hoping to rest in Nipa, but who said, oh, Christo, but who was sent the answer, she didn't want to go here. Now, I remember born in Tino Behu, yeah, the Menya and the woman born him, Namako Christo in Chen, or Bam in Chen, or the Bonia Terminal, a Hona in Shra, or Yawa Senior Sienya, a Ho and Nanquajo. Now, say, be this animal any home, I dear Nipa Babiano, Ayaqua, and Fa Nipa Emma and Ben, the old Christo Mukra. You know that, as we have said before, God did not just add another religion to the religions of the world. Like, you know, people will tell you, oh, the Jews or the Israelites had their religion, and Christians had their religion. That's what people think. So there are all two ways. Whichever way you go, by the Old Testament precept, as according to the Jewish, or that their sacrifices, their rituals, and their ordinances, if you go by that and worship as the Jews, in the same way Christians also have another way. It's not like that. God did not add another religion to the world when he sent his son, only begotten son, to the world. The Jewish religion and all that it pertains was a picture, was showing forth what Christ was to come and do. All the sacrifices having completed in Christ. All their worship having completed in Christ. So believers in Christ are now the people of God. The erring two religions where God has established in this world. They can say, who calls Suman and buys Christ to pass, as Jesus said. Ombe woman if I born in yes or the son who from a car to see a woman who are not Israel for someone. So Israel for no more year, Oba for year, almost so many I was sorry them. I'm going to be no more this way, just some young people go for no. Now, because I'm no money here, no, not a Jahoa extract used to the crystals here. So Oba, I'm no need here, you pay with me. Ah, it's a woman who said that here, no, you're my crystal trouble and the trouble. Yeah, be I prepare your crystal. You know, but what God did was that he gave to the world the Savior whom is the source of life. The source of life, which a sinful dying man needs. Yahoo for the end say, oh my, Ajankwa, Nimuna, and Kwawa. Na Onuna, Nipa, the Boyenia, Yes, Yewunu, Yehia. That is what he did. He gave us a Savior whom is the source of life. So faith in union with Christ is the only way to the religion of life. Any other religion without Christ is religion of death. Sir, you been ya jedi oh is any Christ to bear barko and only suma and her womb. And suma can ya Christ to dimno, a suma edico womb. If you say, M money pay a day, any young one, nipper woofy as I see you are. Of course, say you. It is only faith in union with Christ that makes a religion of life. And only a suma, a year suma and a womb. So now consider our text, we shall observe something. But the first thing is that we shall look at eternal life is a gift, it's God's own gift. That's what the text teaches us. The Edikaino said, yeah, Nyanko Pong, I tell you, I am down. If you say, yes, I'm on right, you can't understand if I just say, God has given to us eternal life. That's the first part of the verse. Or say, Nyanko Pong, I'm my down. You know, eternal life as it is contrasted with temporal life as we have is the proper gift of God. Why do we say that? Because it makes believers taste the life of God himself. The American said, Down kwa ah Bible no chew Bible mwa and ne ye young kwa was is here ebra and napeno. The I don't a chede papa mwa if we yankupo. And we are telling you a sumbo. If we say, and no man a jedi for, a so nyanku pong, nyanku, nyanku pong, nyanku pong, nyanku pong, nyanku pong, and no pet, if say, sam pay away, and my young to me, so nyanku pong, nyanku pong, and my young to me, nyanku pong, and bear back. So those without eternal life are described in Ephesians 4, verse 18. We are told that they are alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Omo any down for us, Yati Omo Finyanko Pong, Enkwa, and now, and who are any more women now? A woman, just that Obia, only she, only baby, any a woman. was it because of the blindness of their heart? If we say, "Sum ato omo akumaso," you see. So those who doubt eternal life, they are separated from the life of God. It's a sad state to be separated from God. You know, people sometimes, "Oh, we are all God's children." Yeah, we are all God's creatures, but until we have tasted a life in Christ, we are not God's child. Yeah, can I say? In here, you have to come about it. Copying brow, best soft and quite what used to work here. When you have to come back, that is what the Bible teaches. And every believer also knows this. Indeed, eternal life is life without end, but that is not the eternal life gives us. That's not what it makes it, special. It's not the endlessness, because those who doubt eternal life after this life also live eternally, but that's eternal death. But the what makes eternal life special is because of the joy in the Holy Spirit, the peace with God, and the comfort in Christ. The ma down kwa eye sonko ni say nyese nipa betna si akebo ndia. Because that makes my esuya ewo mi say nipa betna si osa esu ma people ebe miserable. We are obedient 100 years and above, but then have then the tunnel. I mean oni eni ya ka oni ahoden. He's just living. He says, if we should be living in this life over 100 years, we become most miserable. So if we should continue in this life for eternity, it will be the most miserable thing we have ever had. So eternal life, the man down kwa a year, so kwa year, and yet at last, you have to go on a pepper. No, I know, but I know, pepper. No, mom, sir, you've been here, Nijio, Hong Kong, and you have seen Nijio, and Nijio also, Hong Kong, Mun. And then, you have to go to the house. If we are to live long in this life, as this temporal life is, we'll be most miserable. Because I don't know how we can be if we should live now for 200 years. I don't know what person we can be now. So that there are others who also will live after this life, but they are separated from God. It's eternal death. Those who live after this life without the life in Christ, they are separated from God forever, and they will live eternally, but without the peace in the Holy Spirit, the peace with God, the joy in the Holy Spirit, the peace with God, and no comfort. You look at this world, how terrible it is when troubles assail us, and look at living eternally with many of these troubles. How can you go? So we know that eternal life is the peace, the joy in the spirit, the peace with God, and the comfort in the spirit. Although all lives were created, as a gift from God, yet eternal life is that which is essentially good. It is that which has goodness in it. Because all other life without eternal life is deficient in the knowledge of God. Another fact we learn that all other life without eternal life is deficient of the knowledge of God, His being, His purpose, His purposes, His will and works. The air can say, down kwa, and kwa niya yako po, abon, e yache de finis, and nemo, down kwa, and e ye, and kwa, e ye adipa, e ye papa, if we say, and kwa niya, e wopono, se nye down kwa, e tosin o yako po, na dream, yate, e ni huwe osi hu yako po, e tosin, and why do I say this? He's been, God is holy and just. God is holy and just, gracious, merciful. How can we know this? Without God revealing Himself to us in His Son. Christ is the express image of His person. He came to show us who the Father is and how the Godhead is, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was in Christ that we could see all these things. It was the coming of Christ that we could understand this. And the revelation that came after His coming, that true light on who God really is, How can we put together his mercy and justice? A person without knowledge of God cannot understand it. They will think, oh, God must be just. And how can he be merciful? But God has shown us that he is merciful through Jesus Christ. And his being is also holy. How can man know this? Yes, man has conscience, which teaches us when we do bad things or wrong things. But you know, that's this conscience subject to sin. And so it is destroyed. It cannot really know the holiness of God until Christ is the life of Christ is revealed in us. How can man really know that everything that happens in this world is according to God's own eternal plan? Nothing goes outside God's plan. Until we have this life and understanding from God, how can we understand God in his world, in works of creation, and in works of grace? Yes, people without the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of God, true knowledge of God, have some measure of understanding about creation. Scientists are researching. Our grandparents were having so many things about creation. Some false, some true. But, you know, the works of grace is known to none of those who have who do not have eternal life. The air can say, Yankupon said, your tearing and shisha, yeah, why should we ask you, sir? If you're a shisha, you're a crano. If you know my chemo, we ask you more. And you're not. And that's why I'm not fine. And that's why. If you're a one, you're a shisha, you're a papa, you're a boy, Yankupon, and that's why I'm a apostle. And that's why I'm a castle, or one in civil. If you know more. Yeah, but say, Yankupon, need more Adum and I'm Christmas City, and your own name, Yankupon, Nemo Christmas, only move your prayer because it is, they are blinded to that. And also, these people are without the fellowship with God, where the very presence of God is recognized in every faculty of man, in the desires, thoughts, conversation, and actions. To feel this fellowship with God in our whole soul, it comes by the life which God has given in his Son. Those who doubt the life in Christ care not about the laws of God, care not what thoughts they think about, care not what words they speak, care not what action they take. They take it according to their own desires. But those who have this life in them, before they think or act, yeah, sometimes they make errors, but mostly they rely on what God teaches through his word. They will never act, say, they will never enjoy anything in this world if they know it's sinful. They will never embrace anything in this world if God's word have said that they should never embrace. They will never do that. If God's word have said that it is not good, it's not good. These principles, for us to embrace, we should have eternal life. We should have that life that will enable us. The natural mind cannot do that. Even when you think it's evil, the power to stop it, it's not there. We are, unable to do that. So you see, this life gives us the true knowledge of God and the true fellowship with God. As Apostle John said that in 1 John 1, 3, he said that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is what the apostle said. They saw Christ physically. They beheld him physically. So this is what they have saw. They have seen. And they have fellowship with him. So every believer who comes in to Christ also have fellowship with their brethren and with God himself. This is what is very important when it comes to life in Christ. It's having fellowship with God himself. Almighty God himself. Knowing that when I pray, God hears and he'll answer me. Not according to my will, but according to his will, because the Bible says those who delight in the Lord, he will what? Give the desires of their heart, because their desires are to God. So those who delight in God have their desire matching what God is. So knowingly will never ask anything against his will, and he will do that. That is what he did to Christ when he came. Christ in his incarnation, when he took on human flesh, he said that you always hear me, and you do what I ask, because I do your will. So those who come to Christ, they come to the will of the Father, and God will really answer their prayer, and they will know answers to their prayers. So this is the treasure unbelievers and hypocrite Christians don't have. This fellowship with God and true knowledge of Him. And to know that God is my Father. They can say, Nipa benya sa, adwemu a onyankopon ho ene nkutahudi ene nyankopon sa e bobo mpa ya e be ya wo betie se e be ho nyankopon ne pe ne ye di so nti e bobo mpa ya so obetie no. Me se we na eye ade asombo. Sorry, eye ade asombo a angendifo ene omupo omo so me Christofo a omunye Christofo papa no munim sa die we. The joy and comfort of Christian life is the fellowship with God. Christ only abroad, but here and near my brother, my other charismatic smart for my a young of us. Oh, some yamia, a bitch, and you're not here. The here I said, near point of the what is necessary that I have fellowship with God is far beyond anything I have, can have in this world. Because it's that only thing that will transcend beyond this world. When this world passes over, when everything I have is gone, it is Christ alone, the fellowship with the Father. Just look at Ukraine. What is happening there? Each and every day, bombing. People's lives have been destroyed. Their buildings, everything has been destroyed. If anyone is a Christian among them, his fellowship with the Father will forever be. He will never, whoever have Christ, will truly have that which can never be taken away. The buildings are gone. Life savings are gone. Vehicles, everything are gone. Now they can't even drive a car through the war-torn country. But those that are with God, they can feel His presence. He will comfort them. He will strengthen them. And in His own providential way, provide a way of escape. If it is His will for His children to move on after that destruction. You see, they can say, San kita udi ani abu pome weina enjendi fo omuni. Ebi omun pua omuni kiso sumatua monsua. Omun ye kiso fo papa. The reason I'm saying, if you're Ukraine, mess my Ukraine to call, they be out kanya. Kofu bibi omu dai omu tini yase. Almost the car, or my brother, when you answer. Now, we never, I realize not to a brother or do to send a moon in jail. Then, never. Now, because I'm more old Christo in San Cor Christo Muno. Ah, many a Jano war, Sanchez, I will hear. Omuni, Obio, or San Otisano, or Bombay, and Rubiti, and Rubai won't hold by, say also, or Shannon goes out to be any more of a Shannon Qua. Say, who pony person beginning to a no other for Christ, who are sending Pano between your trust and Robert Abraham. This is what is great about having this life in Christ. This is also what is absent with false Christians who apostatize. You know, you hear, some pastor or some, you say, now that I don't believe in God again. I mean, all that I once believed were not true. It tells you that they never tasted this life. Ebimso owa odiki so sumetia do bebi oso isi amindi Kristo ndibio menye Kristo ni yena miji ni ano zana na enye no kwe na mse eche se. Omo nya sa enkwa o Kristo mi sa enkwa we no obi antumi nya onka se onji ndibio was enkwa e betina afibo is it in our life comes to stay with us, and it is this that the love of God is shown to us, and no one has this who apostatizes. Apostasy comes in when people are hypocrites and put on Christian religion, and when things that pushes them to the world, then they betray, and people think that a Christian can fall off from grace. No, those who seemingly fall from grace are those who never tasted this life in Christ. Eternal life also makes a person's desires, purposes, and aspiration in life to be aligned with the eternal God Himself, who is holy, just, and righteous. It's also the affinity of purposes and aspirations and desires. It goes in line with what God has said. It will never go off that. But by our sinful nature, no man naturally has this eternal life when we are born into this world. But it has pleased God that by His own purpose and grace to give eternal life as a gift to those He saves. Those who come to Christ, those who come to rest their hopes on the cross of Calvary, on the work that Christ has done. There, they have this life given them. The token is given them here because we don't live on this world forever. Spiritual life is given us so we are able to live to know God. And after death, we live on eternally. This is what is giving us. The American said, it's a sad down going, yeah, and my abra bony that's war, yep, any abra bony she say, yeah, and yeah, go a pen and she say, yeah, if we say, say a tree, sir, to be a bony to be a moon, or be no was sad down one. Your way, we are saying this, and come, we are, and my hoops into my bra boy. So indeed, what the verse says is true, that this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this is true, it's in Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So it goes in line with all that. So our second thought is that God's gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus. But the second phrase says that, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Yes, he has given us this life, but this life is in his Son. Let us see how this life was somehow expressed or demonstrated to us in Christ deeply. The first thing, that not only is this life in Jesus Christ, he is the source of all life and natural all life, natural and spiritual. We have said this, but we'll go deeper. In John 1:4, we are told that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. What is this? What does this mean? The natural life we all have, Christ gives us. You know, is it the life or the light of men? Life. It's light. Because whoever has life can live, can see things around, can also relate to people. The dead have no sense of direction. So they have life, picture as light. Those that are dead have no light. They are dead, they are in dark. So that's what is trying. So a life giving means that we can be alive and to know things and to be led to things. So this life was in Christ, and this is natural life, and also spiritual life also. A life of grace is also in Christ. It gives us life. Our understand are open, and then we can go to know God and believe in Christ. This is a life given to us by Christ. No one naturally can go to Christ until Christ, the Holy Spirit, enlightened us and convicted us, and we are able to go to this light which is in Christ, spiritual light, to have his salvation. The Bible says, So this life is life indeed, because that gives a sense of direction. Those who are dead have no idea of where they should go or they should be, because they have no light. Light gives us a guide. Light is a guide to show us where we should go. What is life? So it's a source from whom all natural lives are obtained. You think of plant life, animal life, and also rational life as human beings. They are all in Christ. He's the maker and preserver of it. He made everything, and he does not just made it, he preserves it. And this proves that if this life, he is the source of all this life, this proves that he's not just the possessor, he's not the one who has us, you and I, we have life, but we are not the source of the life we have. We are just possessors, but the creator of it is Christ, the very God who created all things. Christ does not possess life, he owns it. You can possess something which is not yours. So our lives are given us as a high, as a loan. At the time of death, it is taken from us. And when it is being taken from us, we do have power. When death comes, nobody can stand before death and say, I'll not give you my life. You will submit to that death. You see how it is? The can say, in Kwana O Kisto Muno, and no, I share even So, atumibia. So Christo, Christ himself has the life, this life in him, and is able to take it and also give it, whoever he gives. And in Colossians 1:17, we are told that, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Yes, so no, again, you may nya kai, and you muna, and you may nya de, to me, et nas and el koso. Not only about this life that we have, Christ has given to all things, that portray that he has life all in himself. Jesus' holy life on earth was the manifestation of the gifts of life. Ade ba go for be house who say Christ na bra go be bo asasi so no eda enkwa edi. His own life was a manifestation of life. How? The apostles physically witnessed him. In John, 1 John 1:2, we are told that, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shown to you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. So this seeing Christ personally was life. Christ himself, here he's been pictured as life himself. Christ's life on earth was life itself. Those who went to Christ when he was on earth, whoever received any blessing from him, we receive life. The blind, the dumb, whoever, he gave life to all who came to him. And said he was really the life, not a phantom, not an idea. That was life. And the apostles who saw him, they physically saw such life. He living a holy life that no man ever lived. He living a life of sacrifice that no man ever lived. Who was living that, though he was man, he was God. And that he has commands over creation, over everything. He can say that he can lay his life down and take it back again. He only can do that. And this was the life that he manifested when he was on earth. They can say, Christo Angasa, Abraham Obeko was as his next chest and going to move every side. Or no, you must not go out to me, or can say, let me make a craft to home, let me so act in the craft of you. Obia to me, Angasa, or open a bit to me, Angasa. Indeed, the power and wisdom of the invisible God in salvation of sinful man is seen in Jesus Christ. God's power, God's wisdom that formed the salvation of man in eternity, and the power that brought it to pass in time, was manifested in Christ. Because Christ came as a lamb that was given to come and die on the cross through the power of God, through the wisdom of God, so that sinful man can be saved. This is a manifestation of this life. It was manifested in his holy and righteous life he lived when he took our nature to be our mediator. Because he has life, he could mediate between man and God. God is eternal. God is eternal God. And who can stand in between the infinite, eternal God and the finite man? We have no one to stand in between. But if God himself should come and stand in between through the person of his own Jesus Christ. He is our mediator. As the Bible tells us, there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. You see, people confuse themselves with when Christ prayed to God and when Christ submitted to him in the flesh. He was doing that as our mediator. His work as our mediator portrayed him as such thing. But you know, he has glory with the Father. He was one with the Father before he came. So when people see the verses, and Christ prayed and Christ was tired, it was because of us that he took himself to that. So it was his office, his work as mediator, that you see all those verses that speak as if God was just an ordinary man. No, that Christ was just an like ordinary man. No, it was because of his work as our mediator. Remember in John chapter 17, he said that he prayed to God that the glory I had with you before, glorify me with that glory. He had glory with the Father. And which of the creatures can share the glory of God? No. In Isaiah, God said that, who can compare himself to me? He doesn't share his glory with any other. But Christ, in his divinity, was one, was the same with the Father. They were equal. He wasn't less in power, less in wisdom. But coming as a man, he took, we call it condescension. He humiliated himself to take upon him human nature. Though without sin, pure, sinless, but to bear all the pains that we ought to bear before we can reach to the Father. So he did it for us. But a man will look at this verse and say, Jesus Christ was just a mere man. Oh, what a pity. He was God, the very God of God. It was also manifested in his own words. As he said in John 6:63, so that the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Whoever hears the words of Christ and believes them, it's life. It gives salvation. You see, you and I, when we speak, they are not life. You see, this is another false thing that charismatic also teach. Oh, speak. I mean, God has given our words to, no, it's only Christ that can speak and it can work. You and I, we are dying men. What are our words? So people, when they are praying, you see, when I clap and when I say this, then it should be done. No, it's only God that can say it will be done. For he has life. We are mere dying, sinful creatures. Peter also said in verse 6 of the John chapter, he said that thou hast the words of eternal life. When many people have deserted Christ because of the words, he said that people should eat his flesh and drink his blood. And they thought he was talking of physical flesh and blood. They said, who can do this? And many left him. Peter said, and he asked the disciples, will you also leave me? Peter said, oh, well, to whom shall we go? You only have the words of life. And Mra, Jesus Christ, he can say, also, I said, Nipa, it didn't hold now. Now, no, 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 and so many young crown. Now, a shelf will brace. Ah, I said, my honey, which me, I said, be very brave, you know, if you say, you should come somewhere, be see that. But now, on Casam Fano, physically, no, Mundia, no, 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 Messima, no, de no, 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 Peter said, oh, no, 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 when our war and Samoa in common, his words were eternal words of life. Those who take him at his words are saved, as it is written in scripture. When you read the Bible and Christ calls you to come to him for salvation, if you believe it and trust in it, you'll be saved. It is not mere words. As I said, you and I, our words are sham. We can't do anything. We are just mere dying mortals. So the Lord Jesus Christ did not teach mere morals in his teachings when he was on earth. He taught men to be reconciled with God only through him. He said that if you don't come through me, you can't go to the Father. That's what he said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Or says the one from so I'm going to be quite general. So mainly the crime, and the crime. So one from so I'm going to be quite general. That's what he taught. So you see, he demonstrated it by his life on earth, by the words he said, and also by what the people witnessed about him. The third thing also under this heading, that Jesus manifested this life by his resurrection from the dead. For Samson Dasa and Kwewone Mwedi, Omra Unyanifi Ufumu, he alone demonstrated by his death, resurrection, and ascension that there's life after death. In 2 Timothy 1:10, we are told, our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. On some have idea about life after death. Even our own traditional religions, we have stories about life after death. So when they are going to bury somebody, they will ask some clothes, some coins. Say you should go, when he's crossing a river, he should to buy something. And when a king dies, a chief or a king dies, they will, in the olden days, they have to slaughter people and use their heads to bury them, meaning that they are going to serve him or her in the underworld. It's so false. And that is what people thought. And even all the civilized nations, the Greeks, the Romans, they all have this fancy ideas about it. I know the coming of Christ is death and resurrection. And coming to live, that portrayed that truly there's life after death. That man is not just living and to die like an animal. That there's something after death that we have to seek after. And the records of Christ are not some. They are true. There are people, the apostle John said that we witness this life. But they witnessed his resurrection. They witnessed his ascension when he was going to heaven in the clouds. They saw it. The air can say, Christo, new world, new sorry, and they saw him in no choir, no, actually, and quite a winning. Now, because it's young for him here, or who sends him with the young frogra, and I can say, Yen and Anom Sumokra, sir, and quite a walk, a witch, I mean, from if you say, we'll be where you, your money to car and to my. When a man of coins there, But this to who pen a chair there and quite a war, a wage. So life after death was only imaginary throughout the whole world. So Jesus Christ rose from the dead and ascended to heaven to live forever, where he's ever interceding for believers. You see that another picture of his life also is his work now in heaven, his priesthood, his intercession. Christ is alive. It's unlike Lazarus that he rose from there, who died again. Christ, when he rose from the dead, he lives eternally. That is a life. That is free eternal life. He lives eternally in heaven, being our high priest. And when we pray, we are sure, have confidence that God hears us. He intercedes for us. In Romans 8:34, who is that condemned? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Again, in Hebrews 7:25, we are told, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So you see that his intercessory work proves life in him. It shows that he's alive. He did not just rise up and we don't see him again. He's alive. Believers know, because when we pray, he hears us. When we are in trouble, he bears with us. He directs us and guides us. He organizes his church, his kingdom. He rules in the heart of men. Those who are saved, they feel this. They know it. It's reality. It's not a mere notion. So Christ is living. He lives. He lives forever. Our third thought on the verses is that, I think from the verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath no life. So thirdly, to have God's gifts of eternal life is to have Christ in you. You know, when we often think of salvation, we think only of giving ourselves to Christ. Oh, I surrender, which is true. I repent, which is true. But salvation involves we receiving the life of Christ into our dead soul to revive us to eternal, to spiritual life. You, in Ephesians, you have been quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sin. We sinners, if we are not saved, are dead in trespasses and sin. So life, to have this, is to be brought to life. So, when we think of salvation, not only do we repent, but Christ has to give us his own life. It is his coming to live in you that brings the merit of his atoning death. Forgiveness, righteousness, sanctification, adoption. Say, Christo, Baba, it's not one, and for sure, I knew one ready my bonifacia, training year, and what year, and then, at this year, the desires of our heart must ascend to him, but it is his coming to us that saves us. Or see a pecan or so, near say, but yes, I am shy, I buy us. No more, the ever my buyers, so I'm buying. If Christ does not come to us, there's no salvation. Christ must come and bring these blessings to us, then we are saved. By our nature, we are dead in sin, separated from God, and this spiritual death, which exists in everyone who is not in Christ, it is the life in Christ that brings us alive to God. It makes us alive to God. Those without Christ are dead to God. They are separated from him. They don't know him. We hate him. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 7, we are told, because the enemy, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So how can you, whose mind is in enmity against God, submit to him completely to receive this life? No, it's not possible. You think about that. If your mind is subject to sin, dominion of sin, without the life of Christ, how can you obey God? How can you walk with God? In Amos 3, we are told, can two walk together except they be agreed? In this life, you choose those who are your enemies, those who don't like you to walk with. No, no one does that. So will God choose you to be his son or daughter if you don't have his life? It's not possible. So think about that. We are going to be your time for one in the Now, say, no. Amos chapter 3, verse 3, until your mind is in line in affinity with God, you can never have his life in you. And it is by his life in you that you can have this affinity with him. You have Christ in your heart when you repent of sin and rest yourself on his atoning death on a cross, where as a lamb without blemish, he came to this world and offered his blood to pay for the sin's punishment that were due unto us. That's what we are told. All of us are sinners. Our sins are compiling our punishment. Say, yeah, the boy, for your bonnet, they are the chair, you know, your bonnet, Bobo, I'm switching. That's the Amma Christo, and the movie and see a one. That was the question of you. That's our switching at the mind. And see, Omoa, a cost for Bonnie, no more for my Christo. Cut against the Dapo, look at the Amma Pony. Now, then the baby and one more, or so for you are switching. So, in 1 Peter 3:18, we are told, for Christ also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Christ suffered for sins. He stood in our praise, he took the punishment on the cross and died for sins. So this life in Christ is full of holy and righteous principle. That is another thing. And the admission of this eternal life into the soul of man is the entrance of Christ himself to dwell and reign. You know, when we talk of to receive Christ as our Savior and Lord, that's what it means. Christ saves us on the cross to pay for the punishment of our sin. But he has to reign in our heart so that he will have us. Until Christ reigns in your heart, you are not of Christ. In Songs of Solomon, my beloved is mine, I am his. My beloved is mine, and I am his. It's two ways. You are Christ, Christ is yours. Do you have Christ as yours? Many people think, oh, I am for Christ. But it's Christ for you. That's what you have to think. Do you have Christ in you? We say, oh, we are Christ in you. But Christ is in you. The Christ is in you. That's what you have. So when he comes to Israel, then he reveals his holiness in you and assures you of your hope of glory. Christ is in you. That's what you have to think. That's what you have to think. That's what you have to think. Heaven. So we could. If I broke, we saw myself about heaven, Christo, but I think we'll have a crime now. Ah, do one, you want to ask you, you want to be. Say, Christo, he will assure you that you are one of those who are going to heaven. Obama who said, what come my heaven? And yes, that's in the room. Say, Christo, who said, I may come my heaven home. Always, we say, who is going to US or something, will not go for the visa. And so, when I go to the airport, they will determine. No! You can't go to the airport with your passport without a visa. You can't go to the country you want to travel to. So our visa is the Spirit in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ coming to live in you, to testify to you. Your faith in Christ on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sin is, we call it, what is the term? Passive. Meaning, you don't feel anything. It's just something by God's own doing. But he's coming to indwell you. His sanctifying work in you, that proves that, yes, I am one of those Christ have saved. So never have that notion in your mind, I am old. My dear Christ, that no, his work might begin. If my life does not accord the life of Christ, I am not none of his. I am not of Christ. That's what anybody must know. So my brother, enemy, my dream, and yet Christ, dear. Friends, it is vain for you to expect eternal happiness and glory if you don't have Christ in your heart. Christ living in your heart gives you both the right to eternal life and the suitability for it. In the Colossians, we are told that he has made us fit for the inheritance of saints in light. The heaven is the inheritance of saints in light. Saints in the life of Christ. Saints in holiness. So if my life is not like, okay, I want to live good life so that I will know. It's Christ who must come to help you to live, who can let you do that good life. You cannot do that good life, so never assume to do good life so that you be accepted. This is God's own records, so let no one deceive him or herself. An indwelling Christ and heaven, no indwelling Christ, no heaven. Christ or two, Christ or new, as far as memory, God's records must stand. The Emperor cannot say, he that has Christ has life. He that had a son had life, a life dependence on God now, with all the blessings of lasting peace, comfort, and joy in the Holy Spirit, even while we live here. Friends, nothing achieved in this life can be compared to this. Eternal to have, to know that Christ is mine, and that eternal life is mine. To know that you have eternal happiness hereafter. But my last thing I'll say, that the last portion of the text is that he that have not the Son of God has no life. This is the gloomy part of the whole verse. He that is straightforward. There's no how, no. He that has not. If you don't have Christ, you have no eternal life. You have no hope for heaven. You have no hope for joy even in this world. You have no hope, portion with what Christ had. When a person has rejected the eternal hope in Christ, it shouldn't be a strange thing to anyone if you should ask, is life worth even when troubles of life assail, attacks him? When health, sickness assails him? When losses comes? When he cannot enjoy the things of the world? Oh, is life worth living? So boring. No. The life in Christ will do for this. But anyone who rejected the hope of eternal life in Christ, when this comes, you say, oh, is life worth living? I mean, I don't have any hope again. So with that hope in Christ and his merit now, how dark and dreadful will your future be? Where will you be? Where will you be with that hope in Christ? When death comes knocking at the door, you and I, we don't know when we shall pass on. Our friends are daily passing on, we hear of them. But sometimes we think we are still, we will never pass on. But if we should consider and give our heart, if we have not given ourselves to Christ, we will run to him and ask for pardon so that we shall also have these blessings in Christ and to live on eternity. So, those without the life in Christ, what will be your expectation after death? What do you expect to have when death comes and you are gone? If you have no question, the answer is this. It will be a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation. After that, all that you'll be waiting for is your punishment. There's nothing from God's hands to give you. You'll be given punishment for your sin, for your sinful life that you have lived in this world. So the American said, "Who are only Christ to whom we are coming? No, who fears as this? Why then are we shaping our own sin? We want to answer to him. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Come to Jesus now. Come, now repentance. Call upon him. He's ever near to all who call upon him, and he will save as he has promised. May the Lord help us and let us reflect on these things and see if we have this life in Christ or not. Let us run to him. And he only has this life. Let's pray.